Good morning, all. Dr. Jeff Lustig here, and here for our monthly health call. I want to start off by welcoming everybody on the call and see if there's anybody here who has some shares. This week's the topic has been leadership, and if your share is in the area of leadership, we'd love to hear it. And if you've just got something burning you'd love to share, that's great too. So who wants to step out first?
Good morning, it's Lara from Vancouver.
Good morning, Lara. Thank you for stepping out.
Thank you. I have a little bit of excitement and a little bit that is leadership related. So my daughter has been using the products for about 4 years, and I've been, may I say, badgering her a little bit over the years. And she, to look at it as a business opportunity, and she just, within the last few days, said, on my next few days off, can we please get together and talk about how I can turn this into a business? Yay! So
wow.
I get to lead.
That is exciting.
I know.
And you're not alone when it comes to a family being a little slow on the uptake. People we often want most to be in our business are sometimes the toughest ones to inspire.
Exactly. And now I get to lead her. Yikes. Anyway, yay. I'm excited.
Thank you for that share.
Yes.
Anybody else have a share?
I do. It's Maura.
Okay, Maura.
Well, I'm going to jump out and share because I'm guessing that you would be too shy to toot your own horn. But in terms of leadership, Jeff, I am so amazed by what you've been doing because I've been watching you now do two isobody challenges back to back and step into the third one now. And I have watched you transform and become this absolute walking billboard that I am just so proud to be with. I mean, you were already using the products faithfully, but you just stepped it up such a huge notch, and it shows. And I'm looking forward to hearing you present at the front of the room this evening in Toronto. So there you go.
Well, thank you, Maura, and you're right. I wasn't going to say anything about it. All right. Anybody else have a share? All right, then let's get into today's fun. So what I want to talk to you about today are some of the challenges to weight loss, some of the secrets to keeping weight off, and we're going to touch on some things like pH and how the different foods respond in our body and different aspects. The first thing I want to talk about is one of the things that many people have probably heard is that low-calorie, low-fat diets don't work. And I want to explain the difference between why isogenics works and why, you know, low-fat, low-calorie diets don't work. The main challenge with the typical diet, and that's why we don't tend to call what we provide for people a diet, we call it nutritional cleansing. But with traditional dieting, the person coming into the diet typically with their North American diet is nutritionally deficient to start with.
This morning, this doctor.
And if somebody's on the call, could you mute your call or mute your line? Thank you. And Kevin, can you put us into record mode? Great. Thanks very much, Kevin. And so, with a low-calorie, low-fat diet, people start decreasing how much they're taking in calories, but they're also decreasing how much they're taking in nutrition. And if their diet was the typical North American diet to start with, their nutrition levels were already deficient. So as the person begins to lose weight, you know, on the scale and the pounds start to drop off, what typically happens, for example, in a two-year study done, basically showed that the low-calorie, low-fat diet at the end of a period, let's say somebody lost 30 pounds on the scale, which, you know, is significant. And, you know, people can be quite proud of that weight loss. But with the traditional diet, they will typically have dropped 20 pounds of fat and water, and they'll also have dropped 10 pounds of muscle, lean muscle mass. And that's what's setting them up for the rebound or the weight gain and those few extra pounds. Because as they start to try and eat normally again, they don't even have the same metabolism level that they had before they lost the weight. So consequently, if they go back to eating what was maintaining their level before, they will actually tend to put weight on. And that's something that is so typical of everybody who goes on a regular, typical diet. And one of the other things that can sabotage somebody's weight loss and is so common is using, you know, diet soda as a form, you know, to avoid calories. Well, the challenge is diet soda or diet colas or colas in period have about a 2.3 pH. And for those of you who aren't aware, certain foods behave as an acid or acidifying agent in the body, and certain foods are actually alkalizing in the body. The more alkaline our body, the less inflammation we tend to have, the less pain, arthritis, colds, flus, diseases, even cancers don't do well in an alkalized body. So, for example, if people think, well, there's no calories in diet pop, the challenge is diet pop is either has aspartame in it, might be sweet and low, equal. All of those by themselves, even if they're added to other foods, have a pH or acidic range in the threes. And the colas themselves have a pH of about 2.3. So what happens is, first of all, the artificial sweeteners are a toxin to the body. And then the body is very acidic. So what happens is to put out the inflammation that these things create is the body starts retaining water. A study done a number of years ago where they replaced the water intake of a group of women with diet soda. Again, zero calories for zero calories. They actually put on weight, but it would have been water retention weight. So those are a couple of tips on traditional dieting. And one of the things that I love about the Isagenics program, and one of the reasons why studies in the past have found that even though you may be reducing your calories, you are getting such high nutrition, including protein, that many people actually put on lean muscle mass while they are while they're using Isagenics programs, even if they didn't increase their physical activity. Now, I think one of the main reasons for that, too, is not only is the quality of the protein in the Isagenics products absolutely amazing, but I think a lot of people aren't getting enough protein in their diet, or they were getting so much protein in, let's say, their dinner meal that they weren't even able to absorb all of it. So it's important to have protein at every meal, and particularly breakfast. And so many people skip breakfast, or they go to the coffee shop and they pick up a coffee and, you know, bagel and cream cheese or a muffin, and that's their breakfast. And unfortunately, you know, that doesn't give people the protein intake, and we do need to take in protein throughout the day. So those are a couple of main differences between traditional dieting and our Isagenics program. Another factor, though, that can dramatically affect somebody's ability to lose weight, whether they're on Isagenics or you know, not on Isagenics, is hormone factors. And there's three main hormones that affect our energy level and our energy utilization, and that's our adrenals, our thyroid, and our pancreas. Now, our adrenals tie in with a number of things, and we talk about often stress. If we're under stress, our body is not producing the amount of growth hormone. Most of our growth hormone is actually produced at night when we're sleeping. So if we're not getting enough sleep or enough adequate sleep, then our body, instead of producing the normal higher levels of growth hormone, our bodies actually start producing cortisol. So the growth hormone is the muscle-producing metabolism hormone, and cortisol, of course, is the fat-retaining hormone. So if you're not getting enough sleep, then our bodies are more likely to put on weight, and people who chronically are getting less sleep are tending to be a little bit overweight, studies have shown as well. So we've got a great product, the sleep support system, that help many people with their sleep patterns, their sleep rhythms, and just make sure that you're basically getting to bed at a reasonable time. Sorry about that. I'll turn down my office ringer. So the other hormones in the body that we're dealing with that's affected a lot these days is the pancreas. And our bodies are exposed these days. So many people are ingesting such high levels of sugar that it literally is toxic. And that's why the diabetic rate is going so high. These days, up to 90 to 95% of diabetics are the type 2 diabetics, what used to be called adult onset diabetes. And they stopped calling it adult onset because so many obese children are experiencing diabetes as well. So with the hormones coming out of the pancreas, again, we've got to keep our sugar levels in balance. If somebody is a type 2 diabetic, what I love about the Isagenix products is it is low glycemic, so it's helping people keep their sugar levels down. High sugar levels in the body are inflammatory. It's inflammatory to the blood vessels. It's inflammatory to the overall body. And again, our bodies tend to retain water to put out the fire, to put out the inflammation in the body. The last area, the hormone that we have to watch out for is thyroid. Many people have challenges, more so females than males, and that can affect their body's metabolism, their rate. Often some of the challenges with somebody who has low thyroid, and many people may not realize they have. One is they'll have trouble losing weight. Two, they'll often feel cold very easily. They may have dry skin, feel tired, and may even start losing their hair. Those are some of the symptoms associated with it. In addition to thyroids not functioning properly, one of the things that can affect the thyroid function is the amount of toxins that our body has absorbed. And one of the ways of monitoring your thyroid function is to check your body temperature. The thyroid is responsible for maintaining the 98.6 degree Fahrenheit body temperature, and often when their thyroid functions are slow or low, the body temperature will actually be slightly under that. So let's go on. We talked a little bit about sleep, and again, the growth hormone is the main thing there. Want to flip through my notes here. Okay. Let's go back to pH for a second. So most city water, according to the information that I'm quoting here, is actually neutralized to a 7 pH. And fresh butter, fresh raw cow's milk is also a neutral pH. So as you know, our whey protein is undenatured. It's not pasteurized. It's not heated. It's basically cold processed, raw, fresh cow's milk to release the whey protein. Whereas most North American dairy products, all North American dairy products are pasteurized. So things like yogurt and other milk products are in the 6 pH range. Most other sources of protein as well tend to be slightly acidifying. So, for example, one of the better ones are eggs and fish and salmon, tuna. They're cold water fish. They are a pH of 6. Chicken and turkey are in the pH level of about 5. Beef is in the pH level of about 4. And lamb, pork, shellfish are pH level of 3. So again, these are foods that tend to be acidifying to the body, tend to be more inflammatory to the body in the process. And of course, cooking the meat, cooking anything tends to make things shift towards a more acid level as well. So even great vegetables tend to become more towards the acid level, or shifting in that direction if they're cooked. Some of the other things that I want to mention here is coffee typically is at a 4 pH level. Now, what I've learned from since Top Achievers happened is that with the new coffee that Isagenix is coming out with, first of all, it's an organic coffee, which also improves the quality and how it behaves in the body. But to that coffee, they're also adding some of the trace minerals that we need. And minerals help to alkalize whatever food that we have. So vegetables, fresh vegetables, organically grown vegetables are often much more alkaline than other foods because of the mineral content in there. So that's one of the things that Isagenix is doing with the new coffee that it's releasing. And because so many people do want to have their coffee, they're coming out with a product minimize as best as possible the adverse effects that many people have with the coffees that they drink. Some people will drink decaffeinated coffees and think that, well, okay, we're getting rid of the caffeine. But unless it's a Swiss water process, most of the time decaffeinated coffees, they have been decaffeinated using a substance called formaldehyde. And that is certainly not something we want in our bodies at any time soon. Processed foods in general, again, are a pH level of about 3. And that's why so many people that are eating the processed foods are not only nutritionally deficient, but again, it tends to be acidifying to the body. And those things can all contribute to slow or no weight loss over time. Now, as a chiropractor, I deal with people coming into my office in pain. And that's one other thing that people can have as a challenge to losing weight. Because if somebody's in pain, there's certainly inflammation in the body. And again, with inflammation in the body, their bodies are more acidic. Their bodies are retaining more fluid. So somebody that is in pain is also going to have some challenges losing some weight. So look for things in the people that you're coaching. If they are dealing with issues of pain, then they may need to see somebody to deal with it. One of the products that I absolutely love, and we can call it pain relief because there are FDA-approved ingredients in our pain relief cream that is noted for pain relief. So that's one of the few times we can use a medical term of it helps with pain. So the combination is a great tool that I use with my patients. I use it myself. And it helps reduce pain and inflammation in the body. And again, all these things can help with somebody's weight loss. Plus the fact that if somebody's in pain, chances are they're not nearly as active as they want to be or should be. And as a result, you know, they are having challenges losing weight for both the reasons of inflammation and lack of activity. So when you can get somebody feeling better physically, get them out of pain, whether it's chiropractic or any other modality that can do it, then you're going to do them a service and they're likely going to lose weight much, much more easily and much more profoundly. So I'm going to wrap it up there. And if anybody has any... so if you have any questions, and I will only take questions that I can compliantly speak to. And so if your question is non-compliant, I'll have to decline to answer it on the call here. Any questions or comments?
Yes, Jeff. This is Dave from California.
Yes, Dave.
Thank you for your training this morning. You know, I was just reading an article on coffee from ISA News. And they said that the coffee is not acidic. You know, is that just one study or?
That's what I have heard as well. And that's because they've added the trace minerals to the coffee and minerals help to alkalize. That's also why, for example, our shakes help alkalize the body because, yes, they do have the neutral whey protein, but they also have the trace minerals in the formula, and that actually is alkalizing to the body. So that's how they helped neutralize the acid level in the Isagenix coffee that's coming out.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
I haven't tasted it yet, so I can't comment on the taste.
Okay.
but I'm not a coffee drinker to start with. Any other questions or comments or any last minute shares?
Dr. Jeff, this is Nanette.
Yes, Nanette.
Thank you so much for the talk this morning. It was very beneficial that you gave the pH and the different things on the, like the butter and the eggs and lamb and, you know, the different meats and stuff, because most people don't know that. And so it was, you know, all of it was beneficial, but, you know, I mean, people have no idea on the pH line, you know, what's more acidic or more alkaline. So that was very good.
And it's how it behaves in the body. So, for example, you know, we think of a lemon or a lime, it's citrus, it's acidic. But how it behaves in the body is extremely alkalizing. A lemon or a fresh lemon or lime is a 10 on the pH scale.
Wow.
Now, for those of you, just Google, you know, pH scale or pH chart, and you can print and download these types of charts, and they're quite interesting to look at.
Okay, that's great. Thank you so much. It's great.
Hey, Jeff, Kevin here. Can I add a little something?
Sure can, buddy.
In today's environment of, you know, having to be convenient and having it now, a lot of people are picking up bottled water, and a lot of people don't know that bottled water is also around 6.0 or sometimes even less. So if you're drinking a lot of bottled water, you need to think about how you're going to offset the resulting acidity levels in your body.
Yeah, and reverse osmosis also acidifies our water as well. So, and distilled water, again, has pulled out the minerals, so it's even more acidic. So you're quite right about that.
That's great to know, Kevin. Very good.
Yeah, can I add? This is Cindy, Dr. Lustig. Thank you so much. This was a great call. Tailing off of what Kevin just said, you know, Larry Fuchs has done some marvelous calls helping with product understanding and use, you know, how to use products. And if you go to the files on ISA accountability, he's got a list of his calls. He did an excellent call on water. He's a student of water. And, you know, he not only helps you understand why we need purified water with our system, but, you know, some of the resources out there that might, that bottled water or the best bottled water, and some other resources if people are really interested. That's a great call.
Yeah, Larry's a great resource. Thank you, Larry. I'm sure you're on the call, and thank you for all you do, definitely. I'll just briefly mention before we wrap it up, like our greens and fruits. They're a fabulous product for help addressing free radicals in the body, and free radicals are produced from toxins, from you know, high exercise levels as well. Not that I'm saying exercise is in any way bad for you, but our greens and fruits, those are something that I always put in my shake right after a workout. It basically helps give me those phytonutrients and those antioxidants to help, again, neutralize any of the free radicals which are acidifying in our bodies. So, again, there's one product that is fabulous at helping deal with that issue. All right. So, my friends, we'll wrap it up for another Thursday. And tomorrow we will have Kevin on the call. Kevin, do you want to touch base on anything you want to lead in for tomorrow's call?
Well, thank you very much, Jeff. I appreciate that. And great call today, my friend. Absolutely great call. Great content. Thank you very much. And tomorrow, we're going to continue our, you know, our little chat on leadership. And for those of you that know me, I have a musical background. I went to school to be a band director and such. So we're going to actually talk a little bit about how that plays a part in our Isagenix business.
Awesome.
Wonderful. All right. Thank you all for being here, and I look forward to hearing you tomorrow, Kevin.